Episode 2943, The Lie of Insignificance.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Amputee, I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. Because you know what? It's a brand new day, a brand new start to a beautiful week, and you get to make some extraordinary choices. But if you let others influence you, what kind of life are you living? The lie of insignificance. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath because we have a brand new TV show. It goes live every Tuesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Join us on pray.com. It's exclusive there. We are thrilled to partner with them. God is opening doors, and I would just really love for you to come on over to the pray.com family. It's just one of those things where you just know what you just know, because God is ever present. And sometimes I think we forget about God's significance in our life. Are you caught in the lie of insignificance, trying to prove that what you thought doesn't matter really does? Life has its ups and downs, but you are definitely one who matters all around. Unfortunately, though, we get ourselves entangled with the faults and failures of our lives. We hunker down in the pits of despair because we can't perform up to the standards of the way people think and care. All that's left is for us to wallow in our sorrows. Who says who we are, insignificant and borrowed? The truth is that if you are one who ends up in this state of mind, you are most certainly living the lie of insignificance. And that's the last thing you should be thinking. Yet it's a reality too. A lot of us live in that lie of insignificance. We're trying to be someone we really aren't. We wonder who we are. No wonder things go awry and we're just like, I don't know, who am I? Chip Ingram says this, every single one of us has been imprinted with a formula that says our self-worth comes from our performance and others' opinions. In other words, self-worth equals performance plus others' opinions. If you're one who loves a good book, I would encourage you to get Discover Your True Self. It's by Chip Ingram, and it's one that's really going to make you think, really going to allow you to reflect. Consider it a strategy, a tool to really look inward so you can see what you're doing outward. Where do you look for significance? You know, most of us, it comes from the perspective of compulsion or withdrawal. This again comes from Chip Ingram. Compulsion, this is where we tend to be a perfectionistic. This is where we're driven to success, prone to workaholism, obsessed with appearance, and so much more. We want to have it all, but it all has to be perfect. And then there's withdrawal. This is those who want to avoid failure, avoid risk, and gravitate toward others who are comforting and kind. It's a safe place. And interestingly enough, if you're married, usually opposites attract. But both of these tendencies, they tend to hold us back. Doesn't matter which one you are. And for me personally, I bounce around. There are times that I want to avoid all risk. And then there's time I'm like, I'm all in. And yes, I definitely have a perfectionistic background, unfortunately. It's one that I have to wrestle with quite frequently. Another reason why that since we have started this live TV show and we're moving to that, it kind of really has me, pins and needles is like an understatement. It's something new. It's scary. But I couldn't deny God's presence in it. I couldn't deny what was supposed to be done. But if I would have kept living in my compulsion, that perfectionistic manner, we wouldn't be partnering with pray.com. And you can continue, right, to live this lie. You're caught in your own masquerade ball when you do it, though. You act one way to present yourself to others and then turn around and act another way to be yourself. So who are you really? And do you matter? Yes, you do matter. Do you need me to tell you again? Yes, you matter. But in order to know your value, you have to know who you are. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know who you are. And this, my friend, comes from self-reflection. You're just not going to get something that pops up in your social media feed. In fact, it's going to do the opposite. Yeah, the lie of insignificance is going to show up there all the time. No one's going to tell you just out of the blue, this is who you're meant to be. It's a discovery. It's not just about a month or two. Sometimes it's years into decades before you really know who you are. And you've got to take an honest look at yourself and see who you see in the mirror. So I've got some questions I want you to reflect on. Ones that you may not want to answer now, or as I talk about them, you may just reflect about them in your heart. Number one, where do you act or pretend to be someone you're not? Is it at work? Is it at home? Is it only in front of strangers? What are those situations and who do they include? Find the patterns here and you then can begin to dismantle the lie of insignificance. You do matter. But until you realize where your acting begins, it's hard to escape to live who you are. And quite frankly, it's exhausting. Who wants to get up every morning and play dress up? It was fun when we were little. But we had put things back away. I know for my kids, I would have bins. And we would have them in their playroom. And they would come in and they would get it all out. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's just everywhere. But you know what? When it was done, it was all put away. See, that's not how we live when we get older. We get out those bins and we play dress up. Every single time, every single day, in all those situations and circumstances, find those patterns so you can break the chains that are holding you back. Number two, how have other people influenced your decisions, your actions, your thoughts, and your motives? When you begin to untether what has held you back from being who you are, then you can become who God designed you to be. But you've got to find, where is this stuff coming from? Hence why I believe everybody needs a coach, a therapist. Somebody needs somebody else in their life because we can't see what we can't see. And sometimes we're so deep in the weeds of life that we don't know how to get above it. And every single day, we're just barely above water. And then there's usually that breaking point. And for most of us, it's a good breaking point, but why do we have to wait to get there for a breakthrough? I'm here to argue that you don't have to wait. Why sit here and pretend that you have to wait for some midlife crisis to happen in order to change your life? You don't have to. Know who you are. So where do you act or pretend? How have other people influenced you? And then finally, number three, you need to see God in your reflection. When you look in the mirror, who do you see? Someone who's broken? Someone who still has gaping wounds? Someone who has scars that, yeah, they're still tender to the touch? Are you one who says, you know what? No, I see God. I see myself as whole. When you become who He desires you to be, then you are a living legacy, one who knows whose they are. But this, my friend, takes work. It does not happen overnight. But let me tell you, it is a blessing. But it's one that, yes, you have to work at every single day. And some days you're going to do it with like no errors. There are days that I'm not even close to being a perfectionist. Yes, I celebrate those days. And then there are other days that I'm like, seriously, did I do anything to change? Old habits die hard, don't they? That's why the journey you're on, it's an adventure. Don't look at it as something that you have to do. Change the attitude and say, I get to be who God wants me to be. I get to see his reflection in mine. That is so freeing. You are worthy. You are valued. You are significant. The life you lead is by choice, but can be something greater than where you are today. But it takes you to silence the lies that hold you hostage every day. Discover who you are and live a life of freedom. No constraints, only invitations to be who God created you to become. Is that something you want in your life? I mean, you have to want it. I can't push it on you, and God doesn't want to either. But if you keep living that lie of insignificance, where will you end up? Further down? In a ditch? In the pits of destruction and despair? Just hoping to come up for a little air? That's not a happy life. That's not a joy-filled life. God wants more for you than you could immeasurably imagine. So why hesitate? So I really encourage you to reflect on these today. I mean, this is a new year. Can you believe it? We're only, what, 5+ weeks in? Imagine what the rest of the year would look like if you did just one step to lead you to miles of greatness. That's all you have to do. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and you get to take it. Discover who you are, right? God is inviting you to become who he has created you to be. So my prayer for you is Ephesians 1:4. Even before he made the world, God loved you and chose you in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.